All right, we got Avery Smith back here from 906 Concealed Carry. Welcome back, Avery. Glad to have you.
Hi, Adams. Good to be back.
I appreciate you taking a little time out of your day to educate us a little further and talk even further about CPL classes in general. I do want to start today with just a little bit of information to pass along to folks.
Sure.
About the current bill or sub-bills or however you want to look at it, multiple bills that are currently in subcommittee. Right now, Judiciary right. Committee for Constitutional Carry.
Right, that would be HB 5301 through 5304. Those at present are still in Judiciary Committee. Basically, without getting the specifics of each bill, if these pass, it's going to give Michigan residents the right to carry a concealed firearm without having to obtain a license. And you still have to have the same qualifications that you do to obtain your CPL now. You got to be 21, can't be a felon. You know, certain.
So there's still background checks.
There's still going to be, not necessarily the background check, but if you get stopped by an officer and you have it on you, you still got to meet these criteria. And obviously, if you're a bad guy and you got a gun on you concealed, that's a bad thing for you regardless. Hmm. But it's going to give the citizens of the state of Michigan the right to carry without having to obtain a plastic card that says they have the right to carry.
Okay. So I'm trying to refrain from editorial comment here because that's not really what this is about. This is strictly just passing along the information.
Right.
But right now, the bills that are being proposed are under review.
That's correct.
In committee still. And it's got a long way to go. And according to most of the articles that I've been reading about it, this is probably just the first version that they're going to try and pass.
I'm sure.
It will probably change considerably. One thing I do want to spend a little time talking to you about is some of the other states around us that would not recognize this, at least right away, and also some of the reciprocating states that do recognize or reciprocate with us our CPL classes and licenses of which you teach.
Sure.
So if you could hang around with us, I'd like to talk to you a little bit more about that.
That would be great.
Outdoor report. And we'll keep you posted on the constitutional carry bills that are in review right now as they progress through the next stages of the process. So Avery Smith, 906 Concealed Carry. And we'll be back with him in just a little bit here in our next outdoor report later this hour, right here on the Outdoor Show.